Hello, this is astrologer Shelley Antine, and I'm here to speak to you about the Libra full moon arriving for the Eastern Daylight Time at 12:34 a.m. on Thursday, April 6th. Of course, out west, Pacific time, it will be the Wednesday evening, the 5th, at 9:34 p.m. And parts in between, we'll also have it very late at night. Well, this is the one that will actually be a full moon. A few days before we have a full moon, usually it looks like one, but it's still a waxing gibbous. So that exact time, again, 12:34 a.m. Eastern Daylight on Thursday the 6th. Now, there's a lot of energy coming in the next lunar events, which are eclipses. So we should be paying some attention to the things that are moving in our lives. And we're seeing things moving. We said we were going to start seeing things moving with all this Aries energy. And certainly in the outer world, a lot of things are going forward that we were wondering if they ever would. But we are now at a moment of fullness in a cycle. So there is some kind of culmination here that is either a separation energy or a fruition energy or a combination. And where we have this is in the mid-zone of Libra, 16 degrees of Libra, the full moon opposing the sun at 16 Aries. And you know, this is going to be a very important pair of signs because it's not long now before our nodal axis will shift from the Scorpio Taurus to that Libra Aries axis. So have a look at how this moon that is having instinctive responses to be harmonizing and cooperate and have relationship and beauty and peace is dealing with the Sun, Jupiter in Aries, and this is the sign of the warrior. Also, new and impulsive energy. And what's interesting is that the Sun has just passed very, very recently at this time the exact conjunction to Chiron in Aries. Chiron has been making a lot of teaching go on. You know, karma for aggression that should not have occurred, but also issues of right leadership and misuse of leadership. And we are learning how to have courage and to be in a good space with our individual expression instead of being self-focused and selfish as part of the negative experience. So Chiron has been doing a lot of teaching on that. I'm sure you're seeing that out there in the world. Also, we should be seeing it within ourselves. And, you know, when we are using our anger energies or aggression energies, and how it doesn't work so well. But when we are also being too passive and not expressing when we should. So this is one of the things we're looking at the full moon now. How are relationships working, moon in Libra? Can you find a balance? Well, at the time of the full moon, it could be tricky, but balance is something that is required. Other things, of course, are happening, and they're very important at this point. Jupiter in Aries is conjunct Eris, the goddess of discord. She is also the rattler of the cage And she is conjunct one of our asteroid goddesses, Vesta, at 25 degrees Aries. And Vesta is what you will fight for and defend, because she is the goddess of the hearth, the home, the center of being, comfort, and stuff like that. So there's a lot of this energy going on, rattling cages for better or for worse. We don't always know at this point in time, but we know that people are going out there to defend what they think they must keep safe. All right? Full moon, always more energy in the land of feelings, and the feelings are what give rise to the emotions. Feelings are first, and emotion comes next. If you feel frightened, you're going to react in certain ways, like anger. So we can see that this is something that's also going on. All right, well, we've got Mercury at this point in Taurus, which is at least toning down the mind a bit. We've got Mars in Cancer. They are sextile, or in helpful opportunity aspect to one another at this point in time. Mars is a little bit irritable and not as strong as he could be in Cancer, but he's very, very focused on security matters. And in sextile to Mercury in Taurus, that's going to look a lot like home and finance. And for those who are out there in the world looking at world issues, nature. And then we have, again, this Mercury in Taurus, sextile Saturn in Pisces, that new position. And that Saturn forms the trine aspect to Mars in Cancer. So there's a lot of very beneficial energy out there for you to get communications about how to secure yourself in certain ways, and how to, again, work positively with these energies instead of lapsing into the fear. But, you know, that's easy said, not always easy done. One of the things that's also going on is that South Node Scorpio, North Node Taurus, at 4 degrees, is getting another square from Pluto in the 0 degree position of Aquarius, where, as I've told you before, it will remain. And the interesting thing is that the nodes move backwards, so that square to Pluto gets tighter as the nodes continue to progress backwards in those signs. See? So we are looking at why we haven't been able to give up on some of this polarity of, you know, mine versus our resources. And we see the Pluto is the power and transformation energy in Aquarius and the collective, and the new and the freedom kind of sign, but also Pluto in the sign of technology. And this is, I think, a very serious issue right now. It's getting more and more serious because of the leaps and bounds that the AI is taking on its own. It's like you let, you open Pandora's box of technology and you let everything come out without knowing what was in there. This is such a human thing to do. But it is, unfortunately, something that we have to be cautious and aware of. You know, humans are easily seduced with pleasure, entertainment, and thinking that they have less work to do. That's how they get you. So this is what AI promises. But there are many, many people now speaking out about this that are in the industry itself, and how this could backfire. And, you know, we have made a few strides, it seemed, in technologies like nuclear power plants, but we didn't have a plan for if something went wrong. Other things, like I've said before, plastic, which, you know, was a great idea, except how does it break down? How do we get rid of it when we have to throw it away? So, you know, consider the caution of Mercury in Taurus with the North Node in Taurus is perhaps attempting to stabilize in a certain respect. Be a little more conservative about certain things and mindful of, you know, the effect on particularly, you know, the physical level of our body and safety. Is survival is another aspect of Taurus. And what we have there in Taurus for this full moon is Venus coming off a conjunction to Uranus. And Uranus is sitting closely to Juno, who is looking at women's rights and looking at equality and partnerships and the whole issue of marriage and female leadership, in a sense, also. So we've got a lot of that Taurus also going on, and the Uranus in Taurus, of course, is the electronic energies that are not just out of ourselves, but also the electronic energy that is in ourselves. And there was once a book back in my days of early looking at anatomy and physiology called I Sing the Body Electric. And, you know, you have so many electrical currents going in your nervous system. And I've been using a lot of them, making noise with my voice here and trying to make some sense as I do so. These currents are also extremely important, and we have some currents now that are also a little bit problematic, so we need to look at that. Venus is still arguing for beauty and stability, again in finance, but also in relationship. She is in a sextile, helpful opportunity to Neptune in Pisces, so she has compassion and perhaps some creative inspirations, which perhaps can be useful for the individual, but also for the collective, although these fast-moving inner planets they have to be taken quickly and utilized because they don't stay a long time in a degree. Unless they're getting ready to retrograde, which reminds me, it's not happening very, very soon, but it is about to happen, and you know which one I mean. It is going to Mercury retrograde, and you know how we know when it's going to Mercury retrograde this year is that it's in an Earth sign. So it's in Taurus. So the slowdown actually begins on the 13th, of April, and the retrograde occurs on the 21st. So, keeping this in mind, also take advantage of your direct energy. You know, and before the slowdown, I would suggest to put anything in motion that is new instead of waiting until the Mercury retrograde. Okay, so there's a lot of things that we can see by just by looking at this Libra full moon. So, it's interesting that apart from the opposition to the Sun and Jupiter and Chiron and Eris and Vesta, that's it for aspects to the Libra full moon itself. except you might give it a square to Pallas Athena, which is in Cancer. Now, Pallas Athena is the Wisdom Warrior asteroid, okay? And she is now in this position creating the T-square, which is, you know, those planets Libra and Aries in opposition. And this is the leg that comes down from the top of the T. This is just like Pluto is creating a T-square with the nodes, you know, the opposition of the nodes and the bottom of the T is Pluto. So we've got two kind of struggles going on. And when Pallas Athena is in Cancer, just like having Mars in Cancer now too, she is also fighting for security and the needs of the home and the family. And there are things going on. And there are things going on in terms of law, which is also Libra, full moon in Libra. Law, when we look at Libra, are the laws of man. They're not the natural laws of the world. These are the things that we decide upon. And there are some things out there, in the United States at least, that are kind of threatening some of the security issues that we have. And so, you know, this is another aspect for the full moon. We'll be seeing something happen, something culminates at the full moon. And there can be some intensity as it moves forward, as it goes into the exact square to Pallas Athena. People have been out there in huge numbers, and this is also relevant to this full moon. I don't care what side of the fence you're on, the whole issue of children being shot in schools, and Facebook is passing a list around right now. I mean, I never knew there were that many. You can't conceive of how many schools are on the list, that it's almost a phenomena. And so that is definitely a Mars and Pallas in Cancer energy. The mothers are coming out. The demands are increasing that the protection take place. And what we had and seen actually in the halls of our government was an argument, which is Libra, between someone saying, you've got to pass legislation making it harder to get these kinds of weapons, and someone else who was saying, no, you've got to arm the teachers. We need more guns. So this is the seesaw. We need more guns to be more safe. We have too many guns. That's why we're not safe. It's really fascinating. Only human beings could have these experiences, you know, just phenomenal. So anyway, like I said, whatever side of the fence you're on, the problem grows larger every day. And it's quite a phenomena, and it needs something to happen, whatever it is. Something has to be done to do something about it. Anyway, that is pretty much what I need to say. There are a couple of other things going on, like Ceres in Virgo, retrograde. I think that's her sign, Virgo, because she's the goddess of grains, and that's what Virgo is, isn't it? See the picture of the goddess with the grain, holding the grain. So she's about the nurturing aspect of food, the cycles and all. And she's in retrograde opposing Neptune. She's been opposing Neptune. And I think it's kind of, which is confused and, you know, kind of nebulous. And I think a lot of us have been having strange experiences in the United States with the cycle, the seasonal cycle itself. We had very early spring where I am, but a friend of mine in Salt Lake City, Utah, it's snowing almost every day. if not every day. It's a little bit more and a bit longer than usual. And we've had freezes. We're like on a roller coaster, so we don't ever really know. Is it going to be spring or is it going to be winter? You know, so this is really an interesting time that we're all going through with so many issues. And so I will wish you the best. Look again at how this is manifesting in your personality or in your personal life, and make some time for yourself to utilize the peacefulness of Venus in Taurus, sextile Neptune in Pisces, to receive some messages about how this will look when you get to the eclipse energy in just a couple of weeks. All right, I'll say goodbye for now.